For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. For the past few weeks, we've been listening to a series of messages brought by Pastor Holland entitled, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. On this broadcast, we begin the last of three messages in the series. We are in the Old Testament book of Exodus, where God leads His chosen people from enslavement to freedom. Turn with us to Exodus chapter 14 as we begin.
Taking fear out of freedom. And again, the children of Israel were leaving Egypt. They were about to flee. And yet God puts them in a circumstances where great fear came upon their heart, and they were very fearful. But God, we're going to see today, we get to the good part today where God answers prayer. I want you to understand, first of all, that God had a plan. I'm not going to re-preach it, so they'll just, if you would, go through it with me. We'll do. God had a plan. And God's plan was in order that He might put them in the place that they needed to be, in order that they might understand that it was God that was doing the work that God had called Him to do. Well, no sooner had God had a plan, got them pinned up against the Red Sea, Pharaoh and his army began to pursue after them. And of course, when the army pursued after them, Pharaoh and his people came, all the people became very fearful. Quite like you and I often do when we get in circumstances of life, things aren't going our way, we're not sure how we're going to make ends meet, don't know what we're going to do about this situation or that situation, and we begin to fret. And likewise, the people begin to fear. They begin very fearful. We found last week, we talked about the fact that Moses stood up and he challenged them. He challenged them in order that they might stand still. He told them, and again, I mentioned last week, and it's important to understand, here they are with their backs to the Red Sea. They're facing the Egyptian army coming after them, and God says, stand still. I don't know about you, and I told them, I don't know which way I'd have been running, but I'd have probably been running some way, the other, in order that I might try to flee all of the adversity and the obstacles that was in my way. But Moses challenged them, and he told them that they needed to stand still, and that's what they were supposed to do. He said, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. In verse 13, he said, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Friend, the message this morning today is, He will fight for you. Just stand still, trust Him, and He will meet your every need. So Moses challenged them, and then God's purpose for parting of the Red Sea. That's one of the greatest miracles that you'll find. All the miracles in the Bible are of great importance, but I tell you, that's one that sticks in my mind. I remember seeing it and hearing it in Sunday school about how the Lord rolled back the Red Sea, and the children of Israel walked over on dry ground. The reason He did that, first of all, we said it was because He wanted to free the children of Israel, and that He did. But the second reason He did it is in order that He might get the glory. Only God could roll back the Red Sea. Only God could cause the ground to be dry for them to walk over. And that leads me today to my sixth point, and I'll be taking the next 2 points, 6 and 7. And first of all, today we're going to look at God's deliverance in verses 19 through 28. I want you, if you would, to look with me in verse number 19. And I want to just share a little bit with you. And I want you to see God's deliverance. This is the mighty deliverance of God. Understanding what we've been talking about, the situation the children of Israel found themselves in, isn't it wonderful when God delivers you? I tell you, I'll never forget, I was just a 10-year-old boy, but I'll never forget the day I was saved. I tell you, God saved me. He lifted a burden off my heart. I was excited knowing I was going to heaven. I was excited knowing I wasn't going to hell. And I was thankful that God had redeemed me. He had freed me from the bondage of sin. And I had been born again into the family of God. Now, here's the children of Israel. They're in great distress. And look what happens. The Bible said in verse number 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel. Isn't that good? First of all, just to know that the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Now I tell you what, it's always good when God is ahead of us, leading us. But sometimes God needs to be behind us in order that He might protect us. And that's exactly where He needed to be. God knew the Red Sea would take care of itself. He was placing them in a place they needed to be. But God moved from the front of the pack to the back of the pack because it was there that the Egyptians were coming fast and furious after them. They was not coming to invite them back. They were coming to destroy their lives and take them out. And friends, sometimes when you look ahead and it don't seem like God is there, maybe you just need to sit back and understand that God has gone to the back and He's covering you from behind, from the enemies and from those who would rise up against you in order that He might protect you. The Bible said in Psalm 91 verse 11, "For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." In Psalm 104 verse 4, "Who maketh His angels spirits His ministers of flaming fire." In Matthew 4:11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." I remember a group we used to have. It was the Schuller family, and some of you may remember them a long time ago, but they used to sing "Angels All Around Me." And I tell you today, I'm glad that, thank God, as I walk every day of my life, God has angels that go before me. God has angels that He places behind me. God has angels everywhere, and they protect me because I am a child of God, and God promised He would never leave me nor forsake me, and He would never leave me in the place that I would be vulnerable to anything that would harm me or come against me. So the first thing we notice about this deliverance is the angel of God transferred from the front of the pack to the back of the pack in order that He might be between them and the children of Israel. Now notice the second thing that happened in verse number 20. The pillar of cloud also moved to the rear of the Israelites as well, and it moved and hung between God's people and the Egyptians. And the pillar of cloud, verse 19, went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that no one came not near the other all night. Have you ever gone down the road, been in a big rainstorm, and all of a sudden you just come out of it and the ground is dry on one side? Well, that's kind of what God did. He moved the angel of God from the front to the rear to be between the Israelites and the Egyptians, but He also moved the pillar of cloud that led them by day, and the pillar of fire, no doubt, that led them by night, and He moved them also to the rear. Again, the place of protection, a place where God could look out for them. And so God placed it there, but there was something interesting happened. On the side of where the Egyptians were, there was total darkness. And when I say total darkness, I mean you could not see your hand in front of your face. But on the Israelite side, there was light revealed to them, and they were able to see. Now understand, this was not an accident. This was God doing what needed to be done, placing Himself between God's people and the Egyptians. And the wall of darkness covered the Egyptians, but the wall of light covered God's people. Can I tell you today, thank God today, Jesus Christ is the light of the city. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I tell you today, if you're living in darkness, it's because it's your own fault, because today the Bible reveals the light for the word of God. I want you to know there's men walking in darkness today, and many of them are lost in their sin. Many of them are lost and they've never trusted Christ as their Savior. And the Bible tells us they cannot and they will not understand all the truth that is there. I imagine, I don't know what it would be like, but I imagine it was very, very frightening for the Egyptians to be in total darkness. And when I say total darkness, I want you to understand, and by the way, maybe God was preparing us. Last Sunday night, we had a service in the total dark. Our electricity went out about 5:45 or 6 o'clock, and it stayed out till we got through with church. But we had church, and we had it by candlelight, but we was in the dark. But I tell you, we knew God was here with us, and it was evident in what He did and the way He blessed and the message that was brought. So the pillar of cloud also, with the angel of the Lord, moved to the rear. But then God's almighty power was demonstrated through His servant Moses. I want you to look what happened. Here they are. God's not letting the Egyptians come upon the Israelites. And by the way, God will protect us from whatever comes our way. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct thy path. And then all of a sudden, God used a man. God's always used a man to lead His people in the direction they ought to go. Look at verse number 21. Boy, can you imagine? Is the children of Israel scared? The Egyptians breathing down their neck. They're coming to slaughter them and take them away. And the Bible said in verse 21, and Moses stretched out His hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. God made a way of escape. God sent a wind. I tell you today, if you want something to dry quickly, you get a fan out and you'll put it on it, and it'll usually help dry it up quickly. Can you imagine the miracle of the Bible saying in verse 21, and Moses stretched out His hand over the sea. Now, was it Moses' hand? No, it was God's power. And it was God's man that was doing what God told him to do. And he stretched forth His hand, and one of the greatest miracles that we'll ever read about in the Word of God, God rolled back the sea, and it stood on both sides. And then He allowed the wind to blow all night until the sea bottom was all dried and ready to go. They tell me that the waters that stood upright were piled up and they were kind of congealed. I would think, when I think of congealed, I think of a congealed salad or I think of Jell-O. And I don't know how it was and I don't know what God did, but I know one thing. God rolled back the Red Sea and it stood up on every side. Something else I know is God made it dry ground. I talked a little bit about it last week, but He allowed them to be able to go through it. God made a way of escape. Could I tell you today, fear not, there's a way of escape. God will never pin you up that He won't pull you out. He'll never place you in a position that you don't want to be in without meeting your need and doing what is necessary in your life. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by God as well as the steps of a good woman or a good child. And God orders those steps, and God delivered His people. Look in verse number 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. I tell you, God delivered them. No doubt the leaders, they were watching their leaders. Moses stretched forth His hand. And no doubt the ones that were up at the front. Now understand, it took just about all night to get all these people through because this was a great host of people that was leaving Egypt. And God allowed Moses and Aaron, no doubt, to be the first ones to step in. Now remember, the Egyptians are in the dark. The Israelites are in the light. And so here they are making their move, and yet they're not understanding exactly what's going on, but they saw the man of God. No doubt they saw Moses and Aaron step foot into that Red Sea and begin to make their way across. And then there was another host of people shoulder to shoulder that walked in behind them. And that group back here saw them go. And they too had faith and they followed them until everyone was making their way into the water. I'll be honest with you, it must have been a scary sight if it was daylight and they could see, if they could look up and see the waters peel back on either side and to be walking into something that could become a watery grave. But they trusted God by faith.
God has offered you freedom in your life away from bondage of sin. Are you fearful in trusting Him? Doubt, worry, and fear are obstacles the enemy puts in our way to keep us from trusting Christ. If we can help you in your walk with Him, please contact us. Next week on this broadcast, we will conclude the series of messages, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor.
If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.